The World This Week. Politics.
A dossier compiled about alleged links between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia and containing lurid tittle-tattle about the president-elect was published on BuzzFeed. The dossier was based on unverified material prepared by an investigative firm for Mr. Trump's opponents. America's intelligence agencies included a classified summary of its findings in its assessment of alleged Russian interference in the election. A spokesman for the Kremlin said it had no compromising documents on Mr. Trump and called the allegations absolute fantasy.
The Senate started the process to vet Mr. Trump's nominees to key posts. Democrats, pointing to a letter to them from the head of the Office of Government Ethics, said the confirmation hearings were being rushed and the vetting was far from complete. Rex Tillerson, Mr. Trump's pick for Secretary of State, responded to concerns about his close business ties to Russia by saying the country's actions were a danger and NATO was right to be worried.
A jury sentenced Dylan Roof, a white nationalist, to death for murdering 9 black people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, in 2015.
Barack Obama gave his farewell speech as president. Just as Washington warned about factional parties and Eisenhower fretted about the rise of the military-industrial complex, Mr. Obama cautioned his fellow Americans not to take democracy for granted.
Ayatollah Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, a former president of Iran and hugely influential since the 1979 revolution, died. He was 82.
A Palestinian attacker killed 4 Israeli soldiers by driving a lorry into them near the Old City in Jerusalem.
Yoweri Museveni, who has ruled Uganda for 31 years, named his eldest son as a special advisor in a move interpreted as preparing him to become president. His son, Muhoozi Kainerugaba, used to lead a special forces unit tasked with protecting him.
Mutinous soldiers in Ivory Coast seized the city of Bouake and kidnapped the defence minister in a dispute over pay. They returned to barracks after promises of more cash. But the country, which fought a civil war in the early 2000s, remains riven by ethnic tensions.
Afghanistan suffered a series of terrorist attacks. A bomb near the parliament in Kabul claimed over 30 lives. Another in the southern city of Kandahar killed 11 people, including 5 diplomats from the United Arab Emirates. Another attack in the nearby city of Lashkar Gah killed several pro-government militia leaders.
Chinese military aircraft flew close to Japan and South Korea, and its sole aircraft carrier sailed close to Taiwan, prompting all 3 countries to scramble forces in response.
King Wachira Lungkorn withheld his assent for the draft constitution championed by Thailand's military junta, asking for changes that would make him more powerful. Elections scheduled for this year may be delayed.
Tsai Ing-wen, the president of Taiwan, visited Texas and met Ted Cruz, a senator, and Greg Abbott, the governor. China said the meetings would harm relations with America.
Hong Kong's most senior civil servant, Carrie Lam, submitted her resignation. She said she had done so in order to run for the post of chief executive, as the territory's leader is known. The choice will be made in March by a committee stacked with the Communist Party's supporters in Hong Kong.
China said its president, Xi Jinping, would attend the annual World Economic Forum in Davos. Mr. Xi will be the first Chinese president to attend, and he is expected to stress China's openness to international trade.
Members of a criminal gang at a prison in Brazil killed 31 inmates, decapitating most of their victims. This came a week after gang fights at another jail left 56 prisoners dead, most of whom had their limbs chopped off. Another prison riot left 4 dead.
In Mexico, rioting sparked by the government's withdrawal of petrol subsidies as part of its liberalisation of the energy industry left at least 6 people dead. Petrol prices increased by up to 20% at the start of the year, leading to many knock-on price rises in goods and services. Roads have been blocked and shops looted.
Switzerland won a lawsuit in the European Court of Human Rights over requiring mixed-sex swimming classes. A Muslim couple sued the state for insisting that their daughters swim with boys as part of the school curriculum. The court found that concerns about integration outweighed the parents' demand for a religious exemption.
The Greek Cypriot and Turkish Cypriot leaders opened talks in Geneva to discuss conditions for the reunification of Cyprus, such as the division of power and territory. Other European leaders are participating on security issues.
Germany said that 280,000 people seeking asylum arrived in the country last year, a sharp drop from the 890,000 in 2015. The government thinks migrant numbers have fallen because of the closure of a route through the Balkans and the EU's deal with Turkey.
Arlene Foster, Northern Ireland's First Minister, came under pressure to quit because of a scandal involving subsidies for renewable energy, which could cost taxpayers £490 million. That's $600 million. Martin McGuinness, the Deputy First Minister from the opposition Sinn Féin Party, resigned, which may force an election. The crisis could affect Brexit. The Supreme Court will soon decide whether approval is needed from the UK's devolved assemblies before starting the process of leaving the EU. The deputy leader of the Scottish Nationalists called for the postponement of Brexit negotiations.
Claire Hollingworth, a journalist who reported the scoop of the century, predicting the outbreak of the Second World War, died at the age of 105. Ms. Hollingworth spotted German tanks massing on the border with Poland in late August 1939. A long career saw her report from Jerusalem, Cairo, Paris, Beirut and Hong Kong. She was the last person to interview the Shah of Iran.